on Newsstand Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
My favorite day of the year, New Year's Eve, but ever so close to Christmas. And for those of you who were here last week, happy holidays to all of you, regardless of what holiday you're celebrating. What were some of the phrases that we learned? Blessed Yule. I don't remember any other ones. Shows how much it stuck with me. But I did realize it was important to remember that not everyone celebrates Christmas. So to all of you who are just out there having a good time, enjoying our holiday weather, thanks for being back. I do want to share an interesting story. I can't remember if I told this last week or not. I don't think so. I have a sister. I have twin sisters. One of them has a three-year-old. So my youngest nephew running around the house. My sister sitting at the computer, sending me an email. And my nephew walks in and says, "Mommy, what are you doing?" Talking to Uncle Rick. He leans close and says, "Hi, Uncle Rick." "No, honey, he can't hear you." So he just leans closer and yells louder, "Hi, Uncle Rick!" The beauty of the three-year-old, he just wanted to make sure he got a good gift from his uncle. Today, a couple different things happening. We're going to talk about holiday charities, the needs for them, and a couple of them represented here in the studio today. And I got some notes on some of the others here in our area. And then I think late in the program, Santa's supposed to swing by and make a call or two. I'm trying to get him to come by next week on the 24th, but we all know that he has a busy day that day. But I'm trying to convince him that he can save an hour when the elves are loading the sleigh or something. All right, so let's introduce today's guests. Well, let me keep my Christmas music going on in the background. Oh, there we go. I'm a big fan of this. Y'all know what this is? It's the theme track to Charlie Brown Christmas. The Vince Guaraldi Trio. I think I found this at Plan 9 like 20 years ago, and now I have to play it all the time. Let's just go down the list and have everyone introduce themselves. Try this on the microphone. I know it's going to work first. You're up. Let's get. I like to associate, so everyone can associate the voice with the name.
Good morning. This is Mary Elizabeth Forbes.
And Mary Elizabeth, you're here representing?
I'm here with John Carden, and we're here to talk about missing you at Christmas.
Next.
And I'm John Carden, right next to Mary Elizabeth Forbes.
And what is missing you at Christmas?
Well, missing you at Christmas, it was...
I assume that wasn't directed directly at me.
No.
Missing you at Christmas is a Christmas song that I wrote about 2 weeks ago. After being told I'd never written a Christmas song and why didn't I write one, so I wrote one, and it turned out that from there it began to snowball, and we took, when I realized what Missing You at Christmas was about, I decided to try to get it to the people that we were missing at Christmas.
All right. We'll jump on that in just a second. So Missing You at Christmas is a Christmas song that John and Mary Elizabeth are here for. And stuck over in the corner.
This is Jean McCusker, and I am here to talk about Be a Santa to a Senior.
Be a Santa to a Senior. Also a very interesting sounding topic. All right. It is the wake-up call here on WNRN. We're just trying to do our lovely holiday things. Put everybody in a good mood. Remind everyone that there are more important things than finding the PS2 for your closest family member. All right, let's start with, since it's two against one, let's start with Mary Elizabeth and John. And we'll jump back and forth for the day. Now, John, you wrote, and we'll play that song in just a moment as well, but you wrote Missing You at Christmas because you had never written a Christmas song before. You are a local musician. My memory, you were on the show 3 years ago, 4 years ago, as with your opera singing background, correct?
That's right. That's right. I had, I think when I came on the show, it was me and Terry Allard and a couple of other local musicians who were making their livings as musicians here and outside of Charlottesville.
Yeah, we were doing sort of the local art and music scene.
That's right.
But I don't remember that you, I don't remember you being a lyricist, a music writer.
Right, composing music.
Yes, it's my memory at the of you was singing music with an outstanding voice. What prompted you to, and you said that people had a, that said you'd never written a Christmas song before. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. I don't know if you remember what I brought in that day, but I had just been in Canada.
Some Cirque du Soleil thing.
Yeah, I had just, I was up in the...
I haven't lost all my brain cells.
I was in the running for a position with Cirque du Soleil for their show Dreillion. And I had just gone up to Chicago and recorded some of the music at the Hinge Studio in Chicago. And I came back. And after I did that project and worked on that music, I started realizing that maybe instead of always looking for music, because I never could find quite the right music for me, that I needed to actually take responsibility and start writing music. So I actually got the Berklee School of Music composition books, the textbooks, and I started teaching myself to compose. I'd had a little bit of that in school because when you go to music school, they make voice majors do that stuff, and we all hated it. But then, I mean, we really hated it, and we're, you know, we're more like show ponies. We're not really that cerebral, you know, voice majors. At least I wasn't. I'm now we'll get hate calls from good singers who are saying I'm very smart. I'm not. I didn't have any problem with it at all. But I was not particularly gifted in that area. So then, because Mary Elizabeth and I worked together most days of the week, she started teaching me to compose. And where I had questions, she would help me find the answers. So then I started composing music. And I just recently finished a CD that's coming out this, well, it's here now, but it's going to be coming out in the next couple of days called Journey on Tuesday. It's all of our compositions, which are all pop music. And out of this also, you know, because I compose every week and it's Christmas time, I came up with this song, Missing You at Christmas.
Mary Elizabeth, were you the person who told him he'd never written a Christmas song before?
No, I was not that person.
What's your role in Missing You at Christmas?
My role in Missing You at Christmas was that I was the primary arranger, and came up with a lot of the orchestration.
What does an arranger do?
An arranger...
I see that on the Grammys, but I don't really know what that is.
Well, an arranger is sort of like... How can I say this?
Is the arranger the person who makes like the bass louder than the percussion? Is that the kind of thing?
No, that's what recording producers and stuff like that. What I do is I take John's ideas and he puts them on paper and I put them into a form that a pianist like myself would be able to sit down and play at the piano. So I make the melody, make a lead sheet, come up with different chords.
So you're like a book editor.
Well, sort of, yeah. And
she basically fills out the dream, because you know when you create a song, I sit down and I write the melody and the words, and we'll put in whatever chord progressions I'm using, right? Then we sit down and we say, well, what do you hear this scored for? You know, is it a full 84-piece symphony orchestra, or is it a 5-piece or an octet? What is it? And so what Mary Elizabeth does is she says, okay, I'm going to go home tonight, and I'll write out the string parts, and I'll write out the piano part, and I'll write out the bass line, you know, or whatever it's going to be, whatever instrument. And that's how most music... when you work with a really good arranger, it helps, you know.
So, Mary Elizabeth, you tell all the other musicians what they're supposed to play and how to play it.
I don't tell them how to play it. I write it down so that there's
I don't know crap about music, apparently.
I'll write a cello part or I'll write a piano part or whatever. And fortunately, the group that we work with, every one of them is so good that I can hand them the lead sheet and say, okay, what we need here is a string quartet coming in here. Pavel, go crazy on the cello, whatever. And it happens. It's wonderful. I also want to add that two things. One is I've been working with John Carden for about 14 years, all told. So it's not that I can read his mind, but I keep saying to him, what do you hear in the back of your head with this piece of music? And then I get to work. The other thing is that since both of us are conservatory trained musicians, we have a lot of background that we can draw on. So, just as one tiny little example, the little 3-bar introduction to Missing You at Christmas, there's elements in there that I have put in from my favorite composer, Gustav Mahler. And you wouldn't know that unless you had kind of studied up on it and that kind of thing, but it works. It works. That's what's so cool about it.
All right, let's get back to the charity part of it now that I've been incredibly trained at what the hell goes on to make a song. Why was there a need, and where did the need come from? Actually, let me back up a second. Who is the charity for? What is the charity part of this, and who are you trying, you know, you said Missing You at Christmas, once you paid more attention to it, you realized who you were missing at Christmas. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's a really good question and a good point to get on. When you write music, sometimes you don't always know that it sort of comes through you sometimes. And when I sat down and wrote the song, I just sort of went to that place and I started thinking about people not being together at Christmas, and I realized that there were a lot of people that are overseas during the holidays, the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan and also in other parts of the world, and I realized after I'd written the song that was who the song was for. But it wasn't until the very next day when Emilio Camacho and Mary Elizabeth came over for a practice session that they said to me, you know, you need to get this to the troops. And so then we started talking to the members of our group, and we went in the studio and we decided to record it. And then we started trying to get it out in the community. And I'll tell you, it's been a pretty interesting thing that's happened, because you have to, at a community level, you start reaching out and you see how connected all of us are. And then you realize that probably what charity is about is not only giving, but it's also connecting with other people. And so it's been a really a great experience for us.
All right, you are listening to WNRN here as we talk with John Carden and Mary Elizabeth Forbes about a song that they have done, Missing You at Christmas. Gene McCusker is also here in the studio as we're going to talk about Santa to a Senior in just a few moments. John and Mary Elizabeth, back to you real quick on this. John, you said it sort of came through you to write the song. How did you know that it was for the troops? Do you have a family member who's overseas? Do you, you know, are you someone who watches 24-hour news all the time and it's just, you know, those sorts of issues are embedded in you? No pun intended. You know, how do you, where does that come from?
I think it came from my daily work, because I also have a day job, as you know, and just hearing different stories from people that I interacted with during the day. And it's just that feeling of, you know, Christmas time is a hard time for a lot of people. And, you know, you start to think about people get more reflective than anything else. They think about who's not with them anymore, who's away from them. And it was just through my day-to-day life that these ideas start to float around in your mind. It becomes a point that you kind of keep touching on time and time again.
I'm going to do this real quick. Well, I'm going to change things up a little bit than the typical format for how we do our underwriting, so I'm going to jam it all together so that we can come back and we can actually hear the song without having to interrupt it. I do first want to give you the markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Sunny and mild today, highs 65 to 70, mostly clear tonight, 40 to 45. Sunny tomorrow, highs 60 to 65. Right now it's pretty nice across the listening area. In the valley it's 62, it's 47 in Lynchburg, 53 in Richmond, and 49 here in Charlottesville. I do want to thank you for listening this weekend because it's Stocking Stuffer Weekend here at WNRN. Keep listening through the entire day today for your chance to call in and win T-shirts, food, CDs, and hit DVDs from Seville Video in Willoughby Square. Everyone who wins will be in a drawing Monday at 5 p.m. for a custom-designed Red Hot Chili Peppers iPod and tickets to the Chili Peppers show at the John Paul Jones Arena on January 26th. That's the Stocking Stuffer Weekend going on right now. Blue Ridge Graphics is here for us today. You can find them at Mead Avenue and East High Street, serving Charlottesville with custom T-shirts, sportswear, and professional graphic design since 1979. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
All right. In case you're joining us and you missed the first part of the show, www.sevillepodcast.com. You can catch my my learning all about how music and songs are put together. We are going to hear Missing You at Christmas. John and Mary Elizabeth, you want to give us toss out a few names of those who are important in putting this together?
Yeah, absolutely, because it was everybody who worked on this gave of their time, and they're all local artists. And so backing vocals were Kate Lambert, Amelia Camacho. Piano was Mary Elizabeth Forbes. Cello was Pavel Dovgulyuk. Acoustic guitar was Umberto Sales. Bass guitar was Hart Gary. And percussion was Christian Dorman.
All right. And hopefully I have all the right buttons pushed. Here we go.
It's Christmas time once again, and you're alone, and I'm here. I hope this war will finally end, and you'll come home. Until then, I'm missing you and all that you are. Thinking of you and all we've been through. The snow is falling, the wind is howling, I hope you're well. May God keep you protected. When Jesus was in the manger low in Bethlehem so long ago, God was watching him as he's watching you now. And God will help us find our way, and God will help us through this day. And God is here for
pretty intense. I mean, a lovely sound and a lovely voice, but if you listen to the lyrics, quite moving.
Yes.
If I, if one hand clapping.
Thank you. Thank you.
You see, if we had everyone, if everyone who was listening could be heard back, then I'm sure we'd hear thousands, hundreds of thousands, once you count the internet folks listening. And that just sort of came through you one day.
I think, you know, I don't know, it's hard to explain where music comes from or anything that's creative. I don't know. I think that the more you try to explain it, the further you get away from it, you know? So.
And it would make it sound, probably make it sound less important than it really is.
Yeah, it's like when you try to explain how you love someone, and the more you try to explain it, the harder it becomes. And but I think when someone's loved, they know it just doesn't. You can't put it into words, into language.
All right, so that's Missing You at Christmas, and I'll play that again on the way out, real quick, and then we're going to talk about love and Janine's and Jean's aspect. How do people find it and support what you're doing?
Well, the song is free to anyone who wants to download it or go and listen to it. And it's up on a number of websites now. But the easiest one to go to is just to go to www.johncarden.com. So it's johncarden.com.
And how does this support the troops?
Well,
are you just downloading it and sending it over?
Right. If you have a friend or you have a family member and you want to download it onto your iPod, or you want to download it and send the link as an email attachment. You can do that. We've been working really, really as hard as possible and trying to, I don't know a lot of people, but I've found that I've met a lot of people through this experience, which has been great. And we're just trying to get, you know, really Charlottesville is all in on this now. And I think it's something that the greater community of Charlottesville can send to people.
If I can add it, this song has nothing to do with whether or not you personally support the war or not. You're entitled to your own opinion. But I think we can all agree that it's important to support our people that are in harm's way. So this is that, and it's sort of like a letter from home.
All right. John and Mary Elizabeth, you're welcome to hang out because there's other stuff to chat about. But I do want to thank Gene McCusker for hanging there so far through the show, as all we've done is toss her name out here and again. Sort of like when the radio station tosses out the prize they're going to give away early in the hour, but don't do so until 5 or 10 minutes left. For those of you who wanted to hear what Gene has to say, because she's a regular and longtime supporter of WNRN and of this program, and does a wonderful work here in town. And Gene, I want to talk to you a bit about Santa to a Senior. To explain that, I mean,
well, Be a Santa to a Senior. Well, actually, before I start, I have to compliment John and Mary Elizabeth. That was absolutely a beautiful song, and John had told me about it, and I had not had the opportunity to hear it yet. So I feel like that was a special treat this Sunday morning. Be a Santa to a Senior is a program that we sponsor where we get gifts to needy, low-income, and lonely seniors in the area. So often during the holidays, we focus on children, which is wonderful, necessary, and so important. But we forget about our older folks. And the statistic I quote over and over again is once somebody gets in a nursing home, over 50% of them will never, ever, ever have a visitor. And that's not just during the holidays. 50% will never have a visitor. So part of this program is going out into the community where people are in their homes where we can't track those numbers. So how many of those folks are not getting visitors, and families move away and neighbors forget about you, and we want to get out into the community and find these folks and make sure we're visiting them during the holidays.
You know, that's so sad. It makes me not want to play my... Well, this might be a good song to play. It's somewhat sad. Over 50%?
Over 50%.
I mean, it's I don't doubt you in any sense, but on the surface, it sounds like one of those numbers that people with some, you know, you just have to prove your point. You know, you pick the most high-reaching statistic that, you know, backs me up, and that's what I'm going with. 50%, my God, that seems awful.
It is. It's very sad. And during the holidays, while we're separated, so many people do forget the seniors because we're doing all these other wonderful programs for children in need. And so what we've done is we have worked with the Salvation Army, the United Way, Charlottesville Social Services, Albemarle Social Services, and local facilities. So we gather the names of people, number one, who are in need, and number two, of people that have no family where they will not get a visitor during the holidays, that we can get them a gift and recognize the fact that, hey, how are you? Happy holidays. It's great to see you.
Maybe one year we should get Santa to call some of the seniors.
I'm sure we'd hear some interesting stories.
Instead of just call some of the kids. By the way, Santa will stop by a little later. I've gotten that verified. He will come by and make a few phone calls. If you would like your child to get a call from Santa, please dial up, and Graham will gather the information. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. We'll do that near the very end of the program. So only time for a very small number of calls today, and we'll try and get Santa back for next week. Gene, tell me how it works. You told us how the names come about, but how do I be Santa to a senior? What do I have to do?
Well, we are actually winding up the program because we tried to get the gifts out by Friday of last week. We had ornaments on trees in Kmart and Sam's Club where people could go out, do the shopping. We've had children make Christmas cards. We've had people make homemade treats so that the person not only gets a gift, but they get something special as well. On Friday, we went out and purchased the rest of the gifts because we believe so much in the program that we commit to getting gifts to the seniors even if we have to buy them. So we are still accepting donations. Also,
because the business actually spent all the money and all the gifts weren't charity donations.
No, not all.
Because you didn't want some people left out.
Correct. You know, if somebody's asking for food, I'm going to get them food. If somebody's asking for a winter coat, they're going to get it. And that's how basic the requests are. They're not asking for DVD players and iPods and other things. They're asking for food, clothes, sweaters, boots, things like that.
It makes me somewhat speechless, which is tough for the hour. Doesn't make for good radio. But you're still wrapping and distributing gifts, correct?
Yes, I actually have a carload sitting at home. That I have to get out the door on Monday, and we are going to see some local facilities as well. And if people are interested in the program, they're welcome to call us on Monday because we'd be happy to, you know, continue to support the program.
And how do they do that? I mean, because, all right, so I missed my opportunity to pick up an ornament and help a specific individual. But I can still donate funds to whom and how to help overcome anything that was spent by yourself?
They can donate tax-deductible funds. We have a local charity that is helping us. They are part of our program as well, including all the nonprofits. So if people would like to donate, if they would like to do something above and beyond, if they call us, we will get them in touch with a facility that needs some help.
And call who? Because we really haven't gone into that. I mean, I've mentioned your name, but we haven't mentioned the business, the
Homestead Senior Care is the business, and we are the ones that are, pardon me, sponsoring the program. And this is a nationwide program, and I am proud to say last year, Homestead Senior Care nationally delivered over 150,000 gifts to seniors. So it's gaining momentum every year. We are seeing at least 100% increase in the program and the generosity of people locally. And it's nice to see family. This is our third year. We're seeing families come back where they show up, they purchase a gift, they come to gift wrap night, the kids make cards, then they want to deliver their own gift. And it's a wonderful opportunity for families to volunteer, not just to go spend the money and write the check, and I call it the guilt check that a lot of people write, that, hey, let me write that check for $50 and I'm done. I'm seeing a lot of families say, I want my kids to understand what this is about. And it's a perfect program because they can see it start to end.
And, you know, just to toss this out, for those who have been listening for a long time, a couple of years ago when we had Hurricane Isabel come through, one of my sisters, her house was destroyed, and she lived in a FEMA trailer for quite some time. And years before that, she had always made her two boys pick several gifts out that they didn't really use and didn't really play with. They were still in good shape, and then they would go to the store and buy a couple gifts as well, and they would take them down to the church for kids who, you know, were looking for a better Christmas than they might otherwise receive. Well, that particular year when they were still living in the trailer, come Christmas time, the church came to them. So those sort of things, you know, it's not just a TV show. Karma does exist, I believe. So Gene, tell us again now, aside from writing the guilt check and all the things that and Homestead Senior Care and the number of things they've done, how do I participate in wrapping gifts or delivering them on Monday? I mean, do I just look you up in the phone book?
You could give us a call. We do have some gifts that still need to go out the door. We have some nursing homes in the area that are still looking for volunteers that during the holidays they like their residents to have a good time, to see people. You know, if people come in and visit, it's just so important. It's the human contact. It's not the gift. I mean, some people are truly in need, and we had one man ask for a cane. We had another man ask for Depends, which absolutely broke my heart, and we got him more than those. But, you know, it's about the human contact. You know, going in and having somebody sit down and talk to you when you spend 99% of your week alone.
That's really not how I want to end the topic today about charity care, but I am going to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back with Mary Elizabeth, John, and Jean with a few more questions while we wait for Santa.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, in this week's Hook, the people who brought us Napster are poised to change the music industry once again, and they're doing it with friends in Charlottesville. What will this mean for independent acts, the big record companies, and consumers? Gray Television prepares to offer Charlottesville a fourth news station with programming from 40 years ago. Will John and Jane Charlottesville love Lucy, Gomer Pyle, and Perry Mason when My Seaville TV fills the airwaves? And what effect are the new ACAC and its fitness members having on some of the downtown businesses? The Hook, reminding you to look out for those who need your help during this season, regardless of which holiday you're celebrating. All right, back in action here, 11:38 on WNRN. John, help me out now with the with the more positive way to look at it.
Okay, well, it's not all depressing, and because, you know, the world has its issues and it has its needs and problems, but I also choose to believe that we live in a very abundant world, and that every time that you see something like this, it's an opportunity for you to give of yourself, and it's an opportunity to create a connection with someone. And I would imagine that the most valuable asset that everyone has and that they can give to someone else is just connecting with another human being. It's not always about how much money you can give to someone or a physical item, but it's really the actual human giving of themselves to another human. And I believe that if all of us were to do that, if we were to all give to each other, which we already do every day, I believe that that creates the better world. So I think it's a great opportunity, and I think what Jean is doing is a really fantastic thing. I worked as a kid doing community service in nursing homes, and I think she has made a very valid point about what's going on. But I can tell you that the times I spent in nursing home facilities, I learned so many great things from these people. They are a mirror into the past. I learned many great life lessons, and I cherish these people. I cherish these people for what they are able to give to us every day.
And I agree with John completely. And my numbers were not meant to depress people, but they're a call to action. Hey, 50% of these people never get a visitor. You're busy during the holidays. That's great. But you know what? January, February, where you're not doing anything, sign up to be a volunteer. Go out and spend a couple hours visiting. One of my dogs is therapy dog, and going to visit the seniors, first of all, do I have time for a quick story?
Oh, yeah.
She's a Labrador, and you know Labradors love tennis balls. Well, in nursing homes, they put tennis balls on walkers, and I was a little concerned at first. We would go in, and she saw those new tennis balls, and I thought, I'm going to be on the front page of the paper. But it was so much fun going in and just letting the people pet the dogs, and it sparked so much conversation. And we were there one Christmas morning, and the staff, we had a woman that it was a huge effort for her to say, hello, how are you? And when we walked out of the room, the staff said, she only talks when you guys come. And the power of animals, the power of visitors, the power of people coming and just saying, hey, how are you today? You know, touching somebody on the arm or the shoulder. Very, very important part. Like John said, let's get out there and do it.
I'm also a firm believer in what goes around comes around. So you've got people who are involved in this. They're going to the nursing homes. They're in contact with people that otherwise would not have anybody to have contact with. It will come back around to you in one way or another. That's the whole karma thing. Well, yes, but also the goodness will take off and go in all kinds of directions. It will come back to you. It'll go to the next person. It's great. That's what we want. We want goodness to go around.
I'm going to quickly toss out a few other charitable groups that I discovered with my 60 seconds of time that I spent digging them up. Because, as Gene said, there's a small amount of time left to help this year for this Christmas with Santa Tua Senior. You need some help wrapping gifts and delivering them. And you'll take some money donations, of course, but then it's as much donating time in January and February. And with John and Mary Elizabeth and the song, you may not know someone who's a military troop or who, you know, you just may not have that need to be fulfilled in your life. But there are, I guarantee that almost everyone listening still needs gifts wrapped. And my understanding is that SARA, the Sexual Assault Resource Agency, is this year's group wrapping gifts inside Fashion Square Mall, where their funds are going to support the wonderful things that they do here in our community. The United Way and the Daily Progress Santa Fund that runs every year, their goal this year is $100,000. And a number that I saw from sometime this week is that they had, it was less than $20,000. I can't remember exactly what they'd gotten, was what they had received so far. And you, obviously, they take donations, as everyone else would, in honor or in memory of someone. Toys for Tots, Salvation Army, all these groups are here to spread what is meant to be warmth and love during the holiday season. And again, to touch back on last week's show, regardless of what holiday, you are here to be you're here to be participating in and celebrating. So I do want to thank my guests for today, John and Mary Elizabeth and Jean, for coming on, and good luck with everything you do. And maybe next year we'll bump this up a week or two right after Thanksgiving, so that we can catch people exactly when they're jumping into things. John, you going to do another song next year?
Oh, God. I'm sure I will do another song. I don't know whether it'll be one like this. This has been a great experience. And I think sometimes it's hard to come up with sequels, but I know that there'll be...
What are you talking about? We're on like Rocky Six.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. There are more songs to come. I just don't want to put that on top of my head. I think it, but if it's supposed to come, if it's supposed to come through me, Rick, it will come through me. I promise you that.
All right. Don't go anywhere, please, unless you have to. If you have to go somewhere, you're free to go somewhere. But right now we only have one call for Santa to make. So if you want Santa to make a call, 979-0919, 1-877-967-6762. That's 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Let me take the moment here. Dial up if you want to send a phone call for your kid. At noon, George Bell is going to be here for Les Stimpz Perdue, the best of the 80s and 90s alternative. No Foreigner, no Michael Jackson, no Celine Dion. But he will play Waterboys, and no doubt, requests are always welcome. Les Stimpz Perdue, brought to you in part by Plan 9 Music, only on WNRN. And the lovely folks at 45 Fix are here for us again this week. If you have a home improvement project, there's another way to find a contractor. It's 45fix.com. From remodeling to repair projects, immediate no-obligation estimates are available anytime. That's 45fix.com, the number 4, the number 5, and the word fix.com. All right, let's turn up the holiday music. Santa, are you ready? All right, because I think we have a... Somewhere I have the information Our first call is actually out of town. So it takes us a minute to punch all the proper buttons. See, that's the sound we always want. Dan, I don't know if they're home, but we're calling Riley and Tucker Denberg in Minnesota. Well, I know we're going to get the answering machine, but...
Hi, you've reached
208. Merry Christmas! Santa Claus just calling to say, keep in good faith, Riley and Tucker. Make sure to keep good for the rest of the week. I'm sure that you can, because I have lots of good gifts for you. And make sure to leave me a cookie. It's a long way from your old home in Virginia to your new home in Minnesota. Merry Christmas! I know, those calls wear Santa out. Now I know why he doesn't want to come for the whole hour next week. All right, 11:49. Oops. Oh, I got one. All right, Santa, hang tight. We're going to call Mallory. Santa, the note here says that Mallory is not allowed any livestock. You know, Santa sometimes gets requests for cats or dogs or even a horse, but I don't know about livestock. All right. George Bell is behind me, so I only got 10 minutes left for Santa to make some phone calls. 979-0919. Graham's out there taking all the necessary information for Santa. Calling to talk to Mallory.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, how are you?
Good.
Have you been good?
Yes.
You know when I'm coming, right?
What?
Do you know when I'm coming?
No.
I'll be there next week.
Okay.
Can you make it one more week?
Yep.
What can we bring you in the sleigh?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
How about, an inside-out ball?
Okay.
You don't sound very excited.
Yep.
Well, you know, Santa likes excited people.
Yep.
Christmas is an exciting time.
Yep.
I wait for it all year.
Wow.
Make sure to leave some carrots for the reindeer, okay?
Okay.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't know, Santa. Mallory. I think Mallory sounded like the age where not so sure about your abilities anymore. All right, 11:52 here on the wake-up call. Let's thank Five Guys Burgers and Fries for their support. of our Santa phone calls and our charity conversation today. Five Guys serves America's standard, fresh and handmade from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and open until 10 on Fridays and Saturdays. That's Five Guys Burgers and Fries behind the fountain in the Berkshire Shopping Center. But they're in the Hollymead Town Center and now on the Downtown Mall, all here in Charlottesville. On the web, it's fiveguys.com. That's fiveguys.com. All right, Liam. All right, we're going to call Liam. A boy. Whoops. That's a long distance number, right? That's fine. I just got to do the special number punching for Santa. Claus is calling for Liam.
Oh. Hey, well, who is this?
Santa.
Hey, hold on a sec.
Goodness gracious. Who is this? Oh, I know we have others working for me in the mall, but not on the phone.
What's that?
Waiting for Liam.
Hey, dude, can I call you back?
Oh, I'm sorry. Santa's in Charlottesville, and he's making a few phone calls.
Okay, bye-bye.
I guess Liam was busy. Liam may or may not get everything on the list. All right, Santa, we got time for maybe one or two more after this. 11:54 here on the wake up call. 979-0919 1-877 WNRN Rocks. That is the toll free number. John Carden, Mary Elizabeth Forbes, Gene McCusker in the studio with us earlier as we talked about charity donations and ways to help others outside of your immediate family and friends. Let's see. Kristen and Samuel. Ponies for horse dolls and John Deere tractors. I don't care what he says. This is one of Santa's favorite times. He'll be back next week. Santa, get over here. Santa gets upset when people don't answer the phone after they ask him to call. Like that. Santa was calling to check up on Kristen and Samuel to make sure that you've been good. You know, we've only got 1 week left to pack the sleigh. I was going down my list and we were looking at maybe some ponies for the horse dolls and John Deere tractors. I don't know. I hope we have that all right. Some of these elves are not as good as they used to be. But I'll be there with a full bag for you. Merry Christmas! I see where some people over there are laughing at all this. And that's where Santa likes to be laughed at. All right, I need Elf Graham to come in and explain the handwriting on this one for Santa. What's the name? Seamus. I'm glad I asked that, because I was going to call Schmollis, which would not have been very pleasant. All right. Santa, are you ready? Oh. All right, we'll try that one more time, because that could have been anybody's fault. Santa, please, please don't leave yet, Santa. You got like 3 minutes left. You can take one more call. 979-0919. I really don't want Seamus to be upset. He wants a Harry Potter wand. That was my fault, not Elf Graham's. Nope. I take that back. I apologize to Seamus, but I suppose it could be something else. But the number is written pretty clearly, so I can't blame it on misdialing. By the way, next week will be our traditional Christmas show. A little reading of the How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And Santa will be here to make some phone calls. Just as entertaining as today's last 15 minutes have been. What happens when you do live radio, boys and girls. I do want to remind you, you are listening to WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar, Amherst, Lynchburg. I can see where I got one name coming in quickly. And anybody else who calls up, we will get next week, hopefully, if you're around. But otherwise, it's almost time. Well, I think it's going to be time to turn it over to George Bell and Les Timms Perdue. I do want to thank my guests for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
And don't forget, next week, you can also email me, abstractme@AOL.com, if you'd like Santa to give your family a call next week. It is one of my favorite shows. Everyone would like to have Santa in the studio. All right. And we will talk to you again next week. Audio.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasolines, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at WNRN.RLC.net. The wake-up call is produced by Catherine Greiner. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.